Okay, and we are live. So welcome back to the ARC English Podcast. So today, this whole episode is going to be geared around a question that someone in our community asked. And it was a good question. So Nhung Pham, sorry if I ruined your name there, but it sounds like a Vietnamese name. But she asked, how can I better understand native English speakers? And that's a good question. And to answer that question, I'm going to give you five reasons why you cannot understand native English speakers and five things that you can do to fix that so that you can understand us native English speakers much, much better. Okay. And this was a good question. So if you have any other questions that you want me to create a video about, simply just leave a comment down below if you're watching this on YouTube or Facebook. And if you're listening to this on one of our podcasting platforms like Spotify or Apple Music, you can simply send us an email at arcenglish123@gmail.com and send us a question, anything that you're struggling with when it comes to learning English, and we will create a video. I'll create a podcast episode answering your question. So, okay. And if you guys have any questions, you can put them in the chat because this is technically a live stream and I will answer them all at the end after I cover the five different ways to understand native English speakers much, much better. Okay. Okay. So let's get right into it. So a reason number one, you do not practice regularly. Okay. You do not practice consistently. That is the first reason why you're struggling to understand native English speakers, okay? When I say practicing consistently, I'm specifically referring to practicing your listening comprehension skills, okay? If you are not practicing your listening comprehension skills every single day, that is probably a big reason why you're struggling to understand native speakers. Now, how to practice your listening skills. You know, there's many different ways you can go about it. Okay. There's movies, there's TV shows, there's podcasts like this one. There are just YouTube videos simulating real conversations among native English speakers. So personally, I would recommend that you use podcasts, interviews, and YouTube videos about anything that you're interested in. I think that will give you a much better estimation of how native English speakers actually articulate themselves. When you watch movies and TV shows, that's okay too, but sometimes they simulate really dramatic sequences and really dramatic scenes that are not really realistic. And then when you come into a real life situation where you need to speak English in person, it may not apply. You may not repeat or use any of the words or anything that you've gained from that TV show or movie in real life, okay? So that's the first reason why you probably struggle to understand native speakers, because you simply do not practice your listening enough. So there you go. Now, the second reason, jumping right into it, you do not use subtitles or transcripts when they are needed, okay? Now, I know for the people who've been listening for a while, I do say that you should challenge yourself by listening to English media without subtitles, okay? I do technically, I have advised people to do that. However, if you cannot understand the majority of what's being said, you should still be using subtitles to bridge the gap, okay? Now, native English speakers, we say things really quickly. Instead of saying, I want to go there, we'll say, I want to go there. Instead of saying, I need to go to the bathroom, we could say, I'm going to go to the bathroom. So yes, it's difficult to understand that sometimes, which is why it's super crucial, especially if you're at like the A2 or the B1 level of English, that you still use subtitles or transcripts so that you can understand how we actually articulate and pronounce the words that you're consuming. So that's another big reason why some of you just keep on struggling to understand native English speakers. It's because you never applied or you never use subtitles when it's appropriate. Once you can understand most of what's being said, and once you understand the patterns of how we enunciate our words, then you can challenge yourself and turn the subtitles off, okay? Now, so the third reason why you cannot understand native English speakers very well is because you do not pay attention to context, okay? You don't pay attention to context. Context is key. If you can pay attention to context, you can simply guess what is being said based on the situation. So for example, if I just make up an idiom, because English speakers, native English speakers, make up expressions and idioms all the time. So I'm looking outside right now. It looks hot and sunny. So let's say I think it's as hot as a jalapeno outside today. That's not a real common English idiom. I literally just made that up. I completely fabricated that idiom, that expression. However, you could probably guess what it means based on the situation. I was pointing to out the outdoors. It looks hot and sunny. It looks nice outside. Obviously, I was referring to the weather. Okay. So that's another thing. You have to pay attention to context, and then you can make an educated guess on what the native English speaker meant to say. Okay. It's completely normal to guess what people are saying just based on the situation. It's kind of like listening to music in another language. Okay. Maybe you don't understand the words, but you can still kind of tell what emotions they're conveying and what's going on. Okay. Now, the fourth reason why you cannot understand native English speakers is because you do not have a sufficient amount of vocabulary. Okay. You don't. Your vocabulary is too limited and you need to improve it. So, the most important thing to take away here is a lot of people challenge me on this and they say, Avery, I just want to speak basic English. Even if you've seen some of my short form content, we do basic English and advanced English. Okay. Some people say, look, I just want to speak basic English. I don't want to use fancy words. I don't want to use all of these complicated or sophisticated words. I just want to keep it simple. And that's okay. When it comes to speaking English, you can keep it as simple as you want. It is your world. I'm just living in it. It's your vernacular. You can choose how you wish to articulate yourself and present yourself when you speak in the English language. However, when it comes to listening and understanding native English speakers, it is absolutely imperative. It's crucial. It's extremely important that you can at least understand what is being said to you. If I use more sophisticated words, like I use asinine instead of stupid, or I use phenomenal instead of good, or I use, what's another one? Preposterous instead of very bad. If I use a little bit more sophisticated words like that, even if you choose to never use them yourself, it's still super important that you can at least understand what they mean. Okay. I tell it to you guys all the time for slang terminology, for idioms, expressions, for advanced words in the English language. It's okay to just understand what they mean, even if you choose not to use them. So that's probably a big reason why a lot of you guys have trouble understanding native speakers. It's because you have a limited vocabulary. Okay. And now finally, the last reason why you cannot understand native English speakers is because you never ask for clarification. You make things way too hard on yourself, okay? It is perfectly normal for you to ask someone to repeat, to ask a native English speaker to express it in another way. And actually what you'll find out if you talk to enough native speakers is that they'll actually try to help you out during the conversation. Okay, they'll try to make it easier for you. They'll pick up on the fact that you're actually not a native English speaker, and they'll try to help you. They'll try to make your life easier. They'll try to express things in another way if they see that you're having a hard time understanding. Most people will have the patience to do this if you're at the intermediate level. Most people, not all people, but most native English speakers will try to help you out during a conversation. So just ask for clarification. Even myself, as a native English speaker, I ask other native English speakers for clarification if I'm having a hard time understanding their accent or a hard time understanding the way that they articulated themselves. Okay, so totally normal. Totally normal. And then a bonus tip is try to use resources that are more geared around speaking and understanding the way that native English speakers actually communicate. Okay. Now, there are free ways to do this, and there are paid ways to do this. Okay. So let's talk about how you can do this for free. For free, you can find many language exchange apps. I personally recommend the app HelloTalk. It's completely free, and you can connect with a lot of native English speakers there. But in exchange, you have to help them learn your native language, and they'll help you learn the English language, okay? There's an abundance of native speakers on there. I think they have a lot of users now. It's grown quite a bit. So if you want a free way to get in touch with native English speakers, you can start there. That's a really, really easy way to access native speakers, okay? Now, the paid ways would simply be using an English tutor. And there's a million different platforms on the internet that can help you get an English tutor within your budget. Now, that can get you results a little bit quicker because the English tutor will give you all of their attention to help you learn English. You don't really have to help them learn your language. However, it will cost you money for each lesson that you do. Whereas if you use a language exchange app, it'll take a little bit more effort and you'll pay a little bit more with your time. However, you're probably going to see results a little bit slower, but it will be absolutely free of charge. You won't have to spend a penny to do that. You'll just have to spend your time if you're willing to. So there are two paths you can go to get access to native speakers and apply these five things. So to summarize for the people who are just popping in now. Okay. So practice regularly, practice consistently. That's number one. Number two, use subtitles and transcripts if you cannot understand the majority of what's being said. Number three, focus on the context of the situation. Guess what it means based on the situation. Number four, build your vocabulary. Read more, consume more English content with subtitles. Build that passive vocabulary so you can at least understand what advanced terms mean, even if you choose not to use them. And then number five, don't be afraid to ask for clarification when it's needed. And that's it. Those are the five things. Those are the five reasons and the five things you can do to help you improve your listening comprehension skills when it comes to listening and understanding native English speakers, okay? Now, if you guys have any questions, I'm going to do a quick Q&A before we close up here. And if you're watching this on YouTube or Facebook, if you'd like to support the platform, you can do so by liking the video. Helps us a ton, helps support us a ton. And yeah, I'll answer your questions now. Eel, I see you. Hello. Nice to see you. Sakmantim. Hello. Nice to see you. What is the difference between dinner and supper? Yeah, so they mean the same thing as far as I'm concerned. The only thing is supper may be a more common term in certain parts of the world, whereas dinner is much more common where I come from in the country of Canada. And also I'm pretty sure it's more common in the United States of America as well, if you want to sound American. So there you go. Mike, hi from Ecuador. Hello, Mike. Storing of Freedom. Good evening, bro. Good evening, sir. Hope you're doing well. Camelia, good evening. In Romania, it's 7:50 p.m. Hello and follow you. Wow, okay. Shout out to you, Camelia. Welcome. Sheik, hello, sir. Kindly guide me about the study process in easy words in a master degree. I'm an English literature student. You about the studying process of easy words in a master degree. The study process, shoot us a message on Instagram, Shake, and I'll be able to help you a little bit better. I would just need to clarify your question a little bit more. Okay, and Abba Chan. Hello, Abba. Answering your questions in a video format. So if you have any questions, if you're struggling with anything pertaining to learning the English language, just simply leave a comment down below on YouTube or Facebook. And if you're listening to this on a podcasting platform like Spotify or Apple Music or whichever platform it is, simply send us an email at arcenglish123@gmail.com with the question that you have, what you're struggling with the English language. We'll create a video and we'll answer your question for you in a video format. And Sal, hello, teacher from Cambodia. I really like your videos. Well, shout out to you, Sal. Shout out to you. And yes, that is all. If you guys would like to get in touch, you could refer to the link in the pinned comment below or the link in the description, depending on which platform you're watching from. And yeah, that's it. I'll see you guys next time. If you have any questions, comment below. Peace.